Welcome to our poster on furthering the implementation of the ICSTM approach. My name is Edward Mockby. I chair the Sibthorpe Trust and I'm a former chair of the Commission on ICSTM Management. Mike Akerman is a fellow Sibthorpe trustee. The Trust played a key role together with CEM and other partners in formulating the original principles which were used to draft the 12 underpinning the ICSTM approach adopted by the Convention on Biological Diversity. Now, 2 decades after the participants of the first Sibthorpe seminar made a significant contribution to ecosystem management by breaking away from conventional conservation thinking, new guidance is offered to meet the widely accepted needs for more effective, integrated and holistic approaches to the management of our natural resources, such as that encapsulated in the ecosystem approach. This guidance has been derived from the experience and views of multidisciplinary experts, including natural and social scientists, policymakers, and managers. Participating in the Sibthorpe 2 seminar, the full details of which can be found at our website. Our first panel aims to provide further clarification of the ICSTM approach, emphasising its flexibility rather than rigidity or prescriptiveness as a methodological framework. The second and third panels highlight the relationships with many parallel integrated approaches, of which only some are indicated diagrammatically here. They emphasise the need for new guidance despite the detailed attention devoted to the approach over many years. The need to address multiple and diverse audiences is explained in panel 4. Panel 5 identifies what might be wrong in current approaches to the natural environment and where there are opportunities but barriers to applying rectifying actions. Not least among these barriers are those created by the traditional sectoral organisation of government and funding mechanisms. Challenging tradition and questioning convention and so-called accepted wisdom is high on the agenda. Required actions are encapsulated in a new Guidance 20 list, which is summarised in Panel 6. And is the heart of our poster. We hope these will stimulate discussion, review, and critical comment among those attending the Congress and stimulate new activities in communications, awareness, and capacity building as highlighted in Panel 7. The aspiration is to achieve more effective protection and management of a planet truly at the crossroads.